What's up? Welcome back into the Letterman Lounge. Matt Parker on the other side of that screen. Spencer Holbrook, you know the crew by now. It is Letterman Row. It is the recruiting show. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm singing my Thanksgiving carols over here. Hope you are as well.
Absolutely. Always. I'm ready for the feasting holiday, the best holiday. Thanksgiving is just a wonderful time. And then we'll go up to Ann Arbor after that for, well, everyone watching knows what we're going up there for. A business trip, if you will. But until then, Ohio State, Minnesota this week, 4 o'clock on Big Ten Network or in the Horseshoe if you'd like to be there. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. If you'd like to be there, we might have a way for you to go. Good visitors list, but a good visitors list highlighted by one person in particular. We'll get into that as well. We will get into the latest on Jordan Seaton, the five-star offensive lineman who is not visiting Ohio State this weekend, instead going to I believe Knoxville for the Tennessee Georgia game. Things are getting dicey there, and things are getting a little under the radar dicey, Matt, which is where we will start, for five-star plus wide receiver, the number one, I believe, overall player in the country according to the On3 industry rankings, number two in On3's official rankings. You know him, you love him right now, you might not love him come December. He is Jeremiah Smith. The best receiving prospect in years, maybe since Calvin Johnson, maybe since Julio Jones. A lot of comparisons thrown around for him, but the bottom line is he's a really, really, really good player. And Florida State sees the value in him, maybe even a little more than Ohio State sees the value in him, and that's why we're here to talk about five-star plus wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, Matt, and the potential flip to Florida State. How you feeling about this?
Yeah, your wording on value is very, very accurate, I will say.
Sure.
People can read that however they want, and that's all I will say. We're talking about Jeremiah Smith because we kind of have to talk about Jeremiah Smith. So I want to make that very well known that we're only talking about this because we kind of have to. I've been beating this drum since March, I think. And I'm going to start off my take by saying what I've been saying since March. As long as Brian Hartline and Ryan Day are in Columbus on December 20th, it is in my personal belief and thought and opinion and whatever else you want to say that Jeremiah Smith is going to sign with Ohio State. Now, people like to say where there's smoke, there's fire. And the idea of smoke is starting to appear down there in Tallahassee, Florida. Jeremiah Smith is fresh off another unofficial visit to Florida State, where they just beat Miami in a pretty ugly football game, quite honestly, where Florida State probably should have lost. Maybe not lost, but like 27-20, it should have been at least 27-22. A missed safety opportunity by Miami, by the officials. I don't know. I didn't watch. I was too busy watching other stuff. So whatever you want to call it, either way, Jeremiah Smith was in the stands and on the field. I've seen clips of him interacting with Florida State's head coach, Mike Norvell. It's a place that he continues to build relationships with. And it's a place that he's going back to for a reason, whatever his reason is. That's his business. That's his family's business. But he continues to go back to Florida State. And at this current juncture, I would say the only team that has any chance whatsoever of flipping Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State is Florida State. He's been committed to Ohio State since December 14th. That's noteworthy because that was the week before signing day last recruiting cycle. It's also the same day that Lincoln Keenholz flipped from Washington to Ohio State, which like kind of got caught in the wash a little bit, in my opinion, which is just a little unfair to Lincoln, but whatever. That's beside the point. That's just one of the little fun factoids that I have in my brain that just never stops, as you know, never stops. But again, I mean, Florida State's doing things well this season. This is the first time in basically a decade where Florida State has like actual success on a national scale. The last time we saw Florida State in a position to really seriously compete for a national championship was the initial college football playoff. And in its final year of the four team format, Florida State, it's their path to lose to go to the playoff. They're doing things right. They have a talented quarterback. Keon Coleman is one of the best wide receivers in college football, the Michigan State transfer. So things are adding up for Florida State. It's close to home for Jeremiah Smith. But Chad Simmons said this yesterday, I believe it was on Wednesday, to Josh Newberg on the Inside Scoop on Three's national recruiting show, that he still likes Ohio State to sign Jeremiah Smith. And it's because of those relationships that he has with Ryan Day, with Brian Hartline, the fact and the opportunity that more likely than not, should Jeremiah Smith still stick with his commitment and go to Ohio State, which I think he will, he's more likely than not going to start as a true freshman at Ohio State. And when you take a step back and realize this, that statement, given the pretty impressive run that Ohio State wide receivers have had over the last like 5-6 years, you know, that's absurd, because that just does not happen. But Ohio State is poised to lose Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Ibuka, Julian Fleming has a decision, Xavier Johnson, that whole room, a lot of key contributors for that room have big decisions ahead of them. Some of them have big decisions ahead. Like a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr., like we know this coming Saturday is about to be his last game at Ohio Stadium. So, which has been a real treat and privilege to watch Marvin Harrison Jr. play football, by the way. And I hope Ohio State fans have enjoyed that as well. The same with Emeka Ibuka. So to put a pin in it, Florida State is making some noise. Is it enough noise to actually make the flip? We'll see. Jeremiah Smith has an official visit in December, pretty close to signing day. That is a little cause for concern personally, and as well for Ohio State. I mean, no one really in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center is super pleased about that, but they've also been super patient with this entire recruitment and have been very understanding of the fact like, hey, like you have to do what's best for you. And that's a lot of faith and that's a lot of trust in a relationship with a 17-year-old kid, but that's really the option, Spence.
I am not as confident as you are that as long as Brian Hartline and Ryan Day are in place, that he's going to be at Ohio State. Just not. There's a lot of reasons to read tea leaves in recruiting. There's a lot of other things that happen in recruiting that are not just relationship driven. And there are a lot of people who weigh into a decision on where a kid goes to school. There's also a lot of geography that has to do with this. And so, you know, I will still buy that he's committed to Ohio State and will sign with Ohio State, but I'm not as confident as you and even Alex to an extent over at LettermanRow.com. You and Alex Gleitman kind of on the same page here, and Chad Simmons. Maybe I'm just the idiot here. Big dumb football guy.
Weekly appearance.
Yeah, makes a weekly appearance here on the program, the big dumb football guy. The big dumb football guy says that I think that this is starting to get a little dicey for Ohio State. And that doesn't mean that he's going to just flip. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm saying he's going to flip. Do not aggregate that I'm saying he's going to flip, please. But I will say that I am less confident that Ohio State holds on than you are. And you know what, Matt? That's okay. Because if somebody is going to do well on the recruiting trail and in the room without the number one overall prospect, it's going to be Brian Hartline. So you're going to have Carnell Tate. You're going to have Brandon Ennis. You're going to have five-star Noah Rogers that everyone seems to forget about. You're going to have Mylon Graham. You're going to have Jeremiah McClellan, who I think that's been shored up here in the last couple of weeks after that visit to Ohio State. You're going to have a guy like potentially like a Jaden Ballard who's starting to emerge a little bit more. You're going to have some talented tight ends. You're going to have good running backs. You're going to have a good quarterback. And so, like, it's going to be okay if this happens. But I'm still buying the fact that he's committed. I'm still buying the fact that he will be at Ohio State. But I'm just a little less confident than you guys are, if that makes sense. And maybe I'm just trying to sit on the fence and play both sides there, which it kind of does sound like I am. And maybe that's also a little hedging. But like, I'm just like, if you're at 79% that he's going to stay at Ohio State, I might be at 68%. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a little less confident.
I mean, I think it just goes into understanding that recruitment a little bit, because ever, like, literally once he committed in December, the first narrative was, okay, can Ohio State hang on? But like, mm-hmm. something that hasn't been talked about is Jeremiah Smith wanted to commit to Ohio State before he did. And that feeling hasn't been lost, is my understanding. So like if he had the green light in October last year, he would have done it, but he didn't. You know, Ohio State was very much, make sure this is what you want, you know, because this is a big deal, your commitment. It is a big deal for you, for your family, for your teammates, for your city, and for Ohio State as well. So like, that December decision seemed pretty early to people at the time, but like, it could have been made earlier than that if Ohio State had given the green light for it. And I think that's something that's worth noting. I also think it's worth noting that you give percentages, and we live in a world of percentages to quantify qualifications. And like, I'm going to put myself at like 70%, like 73% that he will end up at Ohio State. That's over 50%. And I've seen elsewhere on the social media, which, whatever, the internet exists, whatever. People are already saying that, like, oh, it's 50-50 right now. And like, I just don't buy that. Like, I'm not buying it. You mentioned the people around his recruitment. There are a lot of people in his camp that are still saying, hey, look, if you want to go get developed and be what you want to be, you need to go to Columbus. So this is why, like, I would hate to be in this position. Like, if you're Jeremiah Smith, like, this has to suck, because on one hand, you have every opportunity with proof behind it, by the way, that going one place is going to be a good decision for you. And then on the other hand, you have, I guess, the opportunity to
be the proof.
To be the proof. And at some point, like, I will say, at some point, that's going to happen to Ohio State. Like, it just naturally has to. At some point, someone is going to be like, I want to do my thing where no one has done it before. That's mm-hmm. just going to happen. That's life. Like, that happens. But I don't think it's going to be Jeremiah Smith. So let's move on, because I'm going to get pretty animated about this, and I just don't want to do that.
Well, Matt, I'm glad that you said we can move on, because Jeremiah Smith, more than likely going to be at Ohio State next year. And if you'd like to be at Ohio State this weekend to watch Ohio State, Minnesota, we told you we had a way for you to be there. You can go to the GameTime app or GameTime.co, use the promo code Buckeyes, and get $20 off your first purchase in the GameTime app or GameTime.co. Tickets for Senior Day are still on sale on the Game Time app. Go to the Game Time app. You can get every ticket that you could possibly want. Tim May did it. He went and saw DaBaby, or no, Lil Baby. I can't get those two mixed up, you know, because that's what Tim does. Gophers at Buckeyes. You click get tickets on the Game Time app. I'm doing it as we speak. And there are tickets for $37 a piece in C-Deck. Might be a little chilly, but it's also the last chance for you to see Marvin Harrison Jr. in the Horseshoe. Probably Emeka Ibuka and Trevian Henderson. Potentially even a guy like Donovan Jackson. It's definitely the last time you see Matt Jones, who's given a lot to this program. You know, Cade Stover's a senior. Steel Chambers is a senior. Tommy Eichenberg. There's other guys in and around the program. It's the last time you see them. So I would suggest packing the Horseshoe on Saturday at 4 o'clock. You can do it on Friday if you want, I guess. But on Saturday at 4 o'clock for Ohio State, Minnesota, go to the Game Time app, GameTime.co. Get your tickets. $20 off your first purchase using this promo code Buckeyes. Oh, by the way, Matt. Oh, by the way. They do this thing where if you buy a ticket on the Game Time app, then you go find a cheaper ticket in the same section on a ticketing app that's not the Game Time app, and then you bring it back to Game Time, they will refund you 110% the difference. That's right. You can make some money buying tickets on the Game Time app. Of course, terms apply to all of that. But go see Ohio State, Minnesota, 4 o'clock on Saturday, using the Game Time app. And guess what, Matt? They also have tickets to Ohio State, Michigan.
Hey. That's a hard ticket to come by, is my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
I'm glad that we don't have to have tickets for that.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a banger. But Ohio State Minnesota could be a banger too. You don't want to miss the action, so go to the Game Time app, use the promo code Buckeyes, get $20 off.
Hey, a gopher is a nasty animal, buddy. You seen Caddyshack? That animal can wreak havoc. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and some folks the other day were talking about how a gopher's a nasty critter. All right, it's a nasty animal. So is a poisonous nut.
That's true. A wolverine, also not the kindest animal. But you know what? There's no wolverines within like 500 miles of here.
That's true. People don't talk about that enough. Actually, that's not true. The Columbus Zoo is pretty close, and they do have wolverines at the zoo.
There's not a wild wolverine.
There we go.
Like, you're not going to treat one. You're not going to be driving down the highway and treat one as a speed bump anytime soon.
That's no, just a deer.
Ohio State might use Michigan as, or might use Minnesota as a speed bump to get to Michigan. Just slow down a little bit, go over that nice and slow, race on up to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
One player in particular who will be at Ohio State, Minnesota, and if you want to go there, you can go to the Game Time app. We just discussed that is Julian Lewis, Carrollton, Georgia, 6'5", 185-pound quarterback in the 2026 class. He is the number one overall prospect in that class. He was supposed to make a visit to Ohio State in the spring. That didn't happen. He was supposed to make a visit to Ohio State in the summer. That did not happen. Corey Dennis and Ryan Day have been fighting tooth and nail to get him on campus. He's committed to USC, but I think that is just a, hey, why don't we just pull the trigger here and see what happens commitment. That is not a, I'm recruiting for on behalf of USC at this point commitment. So Ohio State's going to have him on campus. Georgia has had him on campus. Some of the top programs in the country are going to be all in on the Julian Lewis sweepstakes because he is that special caliber of player, Matt. And Ohio State's going to have him on campus this weekend against Minnesota.
Let me before we get into this, let me ask you a question. And I want an honest answer here. The viewers deserve an honest answer. Do you think by the time the 2026 recruiting cycle is the cycle that Lane Kiffin will be, or not Lane Kiffin, that Lincoln Riley. Lane Kiffin was at USC, not anymore. Do you think that Lincoln Riley will still be the head coach at USC? Yes or no?
No.
Do you think Ryan Day will still be the head coach at Ohio State?
Yes.
All right. That's why this visit That's why this visit matters. Obviously, I don't think any recruiting service. I know On3 doesn't yet. I don't think any recruiting service has 5 stars in the 2026 cycle. Maybe 247, but I'm not entirely sure. But I know On3 doesn't. When it does, you better believe that Julian Lewis is going to be a 5-star. Like you said, you gave out his metrics. He's like 6'5" on a good day, 185, but he's pretty damn good, man. Like I remember before we started recording, we talked about this, but, I remember during week 0 of the college football season when ESPN airs a bunch of high school football games from like all over the country. Julian Lewis went head to head with Aaron Nolan. In that week 0, I do believe it was Carrollton versus Langston Hughes. And we got to see Aaron Nolan do a 2-minute drill that won the game for Langston Hughes. And that was awesome to see, you know, the next Ohio State quarterback really do his thing, showcase why he's going to be a Buckeye. But that was a very impressive performance by Julian Lewis as well. I'll have to look back and watch that game again, perhaps. But this is a guy that, I mean, he's the number one quarterback, the number one overall prospect in that 2026 cycle for a reason. Dude can absolutely spin it. I mean, he's only a 2026. He just finished his sophomore. He didn't just finish. I don't know if they're in the playoffs or what have you. I'll be quite honest with you. I've been a little worried about 2024 and 2025 right now, just looking at stuff like that. But I think it's noteworthy that he is visiting this weekend just because there's really not a whole lot of big names visiting. Like Ohio State is hosting Carlin Jones, 2024 defensive lineman, on an official visit this weekend. But other than that, Ohio State, to my knowledge, is not really hosting any big names. which means, I mean, there's a lot going on at Ohio State this weekend. It's the last home game in the Shoe. It's senior day for a lot of guys. So like Ohio State's going to have its attention elsewhere. But when a guy like Julian Lewis finally says that he's going to go to visit Ohio State, that's a big deal. And you better believe that Ryan Day, Corey Dennis, and Brian Hartline, Ohio State's offensive coordinator, are going to make the time to make sure that Julian Lewis knows, hey, look, we're here. We're here for the long haul. And you don't have to worry. Like, we already have our quarterback for 2024. We already have our quarterback for 2025 with four-star Bell Fountain quarterback Tavian St. Clair. That's why it's so important for a place like Ohio State to get its quarterbacks early, because it can identify and watch the progression of like the next wave, right? Like we saw during the Michigan State game, Ohio State had Will Griffin and Jared Curtis, two 2026 quarterbacks on campus, both of which are very impressive. Both camped at Ohio State over the summer. Mm-hmm. Both are bigger quarterbacks. They're both in the 6'3", 6'4", range, which imagine being that big at like 16 years old, 15, no. 16 years old. That's crazy. Could, I mean, it's not us. We're not that big, but that's a little nuts in my opinion. Whereas a guy like Julian Lewis, who is only 6 feet tall, you know, he could have a growth spurt. Who's to say? I am a little intrigued by that. Ohio State really hasn't had a shorter quarterback under Ryan Day, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I mean, Justin Fields is a lot bigger than people think he is, now that I think about it. He's a very honest 6'3". Like, he's a big dude. So, but he doesn't look like a big dude, I guess, on TV. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But my point here is, even though he's a 2026, it absolutely matters that he's coming to campus this weekend. And it also helps that Ohio State has one of the best wide receivers in the 2026 cycle already committed, with Chris Henry Jr. down the road in Cincinnati, Ohio, Withrow High School. So you already like start connecting dots, man, and like looking at connections and stuff like that. And we'll see how long that that USC commitment gets hung on to. 2026 is a long way away in terms of the recruiting cycle and signing day for that. But I think it's worth noting that multiple sources have really made it clear that Julian Lewis is going to one of two places. He's going wherever Lincoln Riley's at, or he's going wherever Ryan Day is at. And quite honestly, can you blame him? I can. Those two are pretty impressive when it comes to developing quarterbacks. So
that does sound, though, Matt, a lot like what we heard from Dylan Raiola early in his recruitment, is he's going wherever Ryan Day or Lincoln Riley is. And guess what? He's going to neither. So we'll see how it plays out, because it's still a long way away. Completely believe sources when they say that, because sources told me and sources told multiple people the exact same thing when 3 years before Dylan Raiola was around in 2021, before you were a good recruiting analyst, Matt. Before you were recruiting analyst at all. Yeah. So, you know, those are the kind of things that players love to say early in the cycle. And right now, that is completely true. All things considered, it's either Lincoln Riley or Ryan Day. But things can change, because Dylan Raiola is going to Kirby Smart's program. So it's like, you know, those things change. But for right now, it's Ohio State USC. So Ohio State getting this visit is important. But we can't just like scoot past the fact that Jared Curtis and Will Griffin were on campus last week, because those guys are really, like you said, they're really talented quarterbacks. There's a couple quarterbacks in Ohio that are who are really talented in 2026. So like, there's options for Ohio State. This isn't like an all or nothing, you know, positional battle where you're going to put every egg in that basket. But it is still noteworthy when the number one overall player in that class brings himself on his own dime to Columbus and visits Ohio State for the first time. So definitely something to track this week.
And again, I think it is 2026 is a lot, at least at the quarterback position, 2026 is a lot more important than I think people are going to give it credit for, just because of how Ohio State took care of business in 2025. I'm not going to say Ohio State got lucky with Tavian St. Clair, because that's just not the right way to put it. But It was very beneficial that one of the best quarterbacks in the country in the 2025 cycle is 40 minutes up the road from campus. Maybe more like an hour. I don't know. Depending on traffic. But right now, Tavian St. Clair is the number two overall quarterback by On3, just behind Bryce Underwood, who, like, that's a very good quarterback as well. Which he had some interesting tweets the other day. I don't know if you saw that, but kind of a Michigan troll job by the in-state guy for Michigan. I thought that was kind of funny. I had a good chuckle at that bet, as they have been saying. But yeah, Ohio State, I mean, a lot of patience and a lot of waiting to see what's going to happen with Tavian St. Clair, and what they wanted to happen happened, got him in the class early. And that allows a lot of breathing room to get early scouting, to get an early head start on recruiting quarterbacks in the 2026 cycle. And I think that's going to pay dividends down the road. So this upcoming Julian Lewis visit to Ohio State is pretty significant.
You know what else is significant, Matt?
Oh, I'm about to find out, aren't I?
Free breakfast for life.
Get out. Get out. That's
free breakfast for life. Go to HelloFresh.com/loungefree. Use the promo code loungefree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life, as long as you have a subscription at HelloFresh.com/loungefree with the promo code loungefree. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. The holidays are right around the corner, Matt, and HelloFresh can help take the stress out of dinner by delivering everything you need to cook up tasty meals right to your door, saving you tons of time. No grocery store, no need for that. Just go to HelloFresh.com/loungefree. Use the promo code loungefree. You get free breakfast for life. The holiday season can be hectic, Matt. We know that. You're already listening to Christmas music like a freak. That's where HelloFresh's 15-minute meals come in. The quick fixes help you do a wholesome meal on the table in less time than it takes to get delivery. Everyone wants to cut back on errands and spending time at checkout lines this time of year. Of course, the stores are just crazy right now. So skip the extra grocery store trip and instead get fresh ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh. Just pick your meals, decide on a delivery date, sit back, watch some ball with the fellas or with the spouse, and then, or with the significant other, whoever that may be, and you can just get it all delivered to your door. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and right now, if you go to HelloFresh.com/loungefree and use the promo code loungefree, you get free breakfast for life. Yes, that is one breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. So if your subscription is active forever and you love what you're getting from HelloFresh, they're just going to throw in a breakfast item for the rest of your life. Free breakfast for life. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/loungefree with the promo code loungefree. Matt, you like breakfast?
Brother, I can eat breakfast for all three meals. Like, breakfast is my, I have long said this, like, if I, my last meal on planet Earth, okay? And please roast me in the comments if you think that I'm just a simpleton, because I am, as a matter of fact. My last meal on planet Earth would be bacon and eggs. Like, it literally would be bacon and eggs. So I am a simple man. Something you love and understand, you know?
Well, no. I'm a big breakfast guy. I actually went to, I'm going to get us off the rails, but we're going to get right back. I promise. When I went to Vermont the first time, mm-hmm. Vermont is just a beautiful place. Seriously, the town Woodstock, Vermont is like a once in a lifetime. You got to go. You got
Woodstock, Vermont is awesome.
Vermont is a great place, but I walked into the local syrup shop in Vermont, because that's what they have in Vermont is syrup shops. And it's like grade A, grade B, and grade C syrup. I'm like, what in tarnation is this?
Oh yeah.
My Midwestern simple brain can't comprehend more than one syrup. Yeah. If it isn't in the bottle, the Miss Butterworth's bottle, it's not for me. So I was like, what is this? They explained it to me. I brought them home, put them on the breakfast items. Oh, Matt.
Hang on, to stay off the rails for just a second here. So I had the privilege to live in New England for about a year and a half, something like that. And there is a city in New Hampshire, Hanover, New Hampshire, which is where mm-hmm. Dartmouth is. Lou's Diner in Hanover, New Hampshire. If you ever find yourself in that city, you need to go there. They have the best breakfast I've ever had that was not made by my dad.
Like or by HelloFresh, which will be delivered straight to your door.
Yeah. But yeah, Hanover, New Hampshire, Lou's Diner. That is a must go to place if you are in New England. So
from must goes to must gets, Matt. Let's talk about Jordan Seaton, the 5-star offensive tackle for all. Wow,
that was good, man. You should have just let yourself cook. Yeah,
Jordan Seaton. I can cook. Delivered meals straight to my door with HelloFresh using the code lounge free. So let's get to Jordan Seaton, though, Matt. Quickly, we're not going to spend too much time on this. I'll believe it when I see it. At this point, man.
Yeah, you and I are in the same boat here.
We don't have to spend too much time on this then. He's visiting Tennessee this weekend. He was supposed to visit Ohio State last weekend. Didn't do it. Potentially visiting Ohio State for the Minnesota game. Didn't do it. This could play, Matt, in Ohio State's favor, where they have him on campus at the end, the weekend before signing day. You get him on campus last. The last impression, Jordan Seaton, will you accept this impression, Rose? And he says yes, and then you sign on the dotted line. And he's the new Ohio State Bachelor. But – there's also a world where this visit just simply doesn't happen before the signing day. And that's the camp that I'm leaning toward right now. I'll believe it when I see it. If he wants to be at Ohio State, he'll come to Ohio State. If he doesn't, he won't. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the Letterman Lounge message board, which right now new subscribers can join for $1. Spencer will throw the link in the YouTube description. Pretty good deal. We talked about this a little bit on the Letterman Row message board earlier this week, but I'm in the same camp as you, man. Jordan Seaton hasn't been on campus in almost a year. He was on campus for the game last year and hasn't been back since. And since then, he's like blown up his recruit. I mean, he was a very talented prospect a year ago, but like now he is like the guy. There are a lot of schools that are after him. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We usually kind of do when it comes to topics like this, but like NIL is an important factor in his recruitment. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. The audience deserves the truth. That's an important factor in his recruitment. And like you said, I'll believe it when I see it, that he has made it to Columbus, Ohio. There's just talking with some folks, like there's just some funky stuff going on in this recruitment. And we'll see what happens. He was supposed to be on campus last weekend for the Ohio State Michigan State game, but IMG had a practice on Saturday, and I don't know, like scheduling conflict is what I was told, and I was a little bit of a head scratcher myself. More than a few people were scratching their heads about that. So like we'll see. I was told last Saturday while we were at Ohio Stadium that, you know, there's a chance that he could come for Ohio State, Minnesota, but that's obviously no longer the case because he will be in Knoxville watching Tennessee, Georgia. And then after that, on the 25th, he is supposed to go to Oklahoma. Who does Oklahoma play that last Saturday? It's not Oklahoma State, is it?
No, I don't know, though.
Well, he's supposed to be in Norman. So, which, like, okay, that... Yeah, will you look that up really, please? Really quickly. I'm
way ahead of you, pal. TCU.
Okay, great. So, like, yeah, that, all right, whatever. I don't know, man. I'll believe it when I see it. Ohio State has already locked in an official visitor for the second weekend of December, according to, I believe it was Steve Wiltfong of 247 Sports reported this. If it wasn't Steve, I know it was someone from 247, so my apologies to whoever reported this news. But Ernest Willor, the defensive lineman out in the East Coast, is making an official visit the 8th through the 10th. So, like, that could be a weekend for Ohio State. I mean, again, we'll see. I'm very much in the same camp as you, though. I'll believe it when I see it. Something also I really quickly wanted to touch upon that you and I did not talk about pre-show is Chance Robinson, the Miami commit. four-star wide receiver from Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas High School. I made his official visit to Ohio State last weekend. From what I'm told, it's all about if he wants to leave Florida or not. That's really what it comes down to. Does he want to stay comfortable? And this is what we were talking about as it relates to like Jeremiah Smith. You know, be that guy and do your own thing somewhere else and be the proof or add to the proof. You know, this is kind of the boat that Chance Robinson is in. Right now, again, living in a world of percentages, I would say it's like 52-48 Miami. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I won't be shocked if he decides to stay at Miami or if he decides to flip to Ohio State. But I just wanted to get that note across because we talked about there was a lot of Chance Robinson talk on LettermanRow.com earlier in the week. So I wanted to bring that up here as we start to wrap things up here at the Letterman Lounge. Here's a question for you, Spence, just to toss it up to you. There's about, today's November 16th, which means there's a month and 4 days until the early signing period, early national signing day, which I don't know why we need to call it early anymore because like everyone signs then, like very few people sign in February. From this point where we're at now until December 20th, what are maybe some, other than Jeremiah Smith, that you're not allowed to use him as an answer to this question. What's like one or two concerns that you might have about Ohio State on the trail with 2024 from now until signing day?
Winning the Big Ten and getting to the college football playoff, it's not even close. If you do those things, the recruiting should take care of itself the rest of the way.
I agree.
I don't really have anything else. Like
I appreciate the simplicity of the answer. I like that.
Beat Michigan, de-pants Iowa in Indianapolis, and get to the Rose Bowl. And from there, it'll all take care of itself.
Who does Ohio State play in the Rose Bowl?
It'll be the Jeremiah Smith Bowl.
That would be the Florida State Seminoles, folks.
The KJ Bolden Bowl, too.
Yeah.
You can call it the KJ Bolden.
All right. I think that's I have nothing more as far as it really. Oh, wait, one last thing. I mentioned this earlier, but I wanted to circle back on it because it is important. And we said we were going to talk about this, but we did not talk about it. We spent too much time talking about breakfast. But that's okay because breakfast is awesome. It's the most important meal of the day. If you don't eat breakfast, you should. On Thursday morning, myself and Alex Gleitman put in predictions into the On3 recruiting prediction machine for Ohio State to flip Florida defensive line commit Amaris Williams. Just kind of some quick tidbits as to why we both put in that prediction. Florida's a dumpster fire. So, like, you're seeing guys in that 24 class just jump left and right. Nasir Johnson flipped the other day to Georgia. So, like, yeah, everyone is kind of like, okay, yeah, we're not going to – it's not for us. And that's fine. That happens. The production of defensive linemen – Ohio State is recruiting Amaris Williams, the number 15 defensive lineman, number 115 overall prospect in the On3 industry rankings. They have envisioned him in that strong side defensive end role, pretty similar to what JT Tuimoloau does for the Buckeyes. And when Williams made his official visit, it was for the Penn State game. And again, we've talked about this here before, but what JT does against Penn State is like just out of this world. The last 2 years, what he's done against Penn State. And to tell someone that, hey, this is the role that we see you in, and then for that current player for JT to do what JT does against Penn State and to have a recruit in the stands seeing that and knowing, hey, I can develop. I'm not saying that he's going to be the next JT Tuimoloau, by the way. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that role and that opportunity is there with Ohio State. And then lastly, the relationship in a very quick time that he has developed with defensive line coach, Larry Johnson. That's someone that Amaris Williams has a lot of respect for. Certainly that resume still does a lot on the recruiting trail. And now with this current Ohio State defensive line, that is, in my opinion, one of the best in the country, is they're really starting to come together down the stretch here. I mean, Ryan Day says playing your best ball in November. I think this defense is doing that. So there are a lot of things going in Ohio State's favor. It also helps that Amaris Williams made an unofficial visit for the Michigan State game. And just from things that I had been told, that visit moved Ohio State a lot closer to pulling off the flip. A timeline for when I think that could happen, sometime in December, I think, is a realistic option for when that will happen, if it does happen. Again, I myself and Alex Gleitman are predicting that to happen. I've seen a few, you know, predictions elsewhere that's going to happen. So that's that. And then the final defensive line note I have, I did mention this earlier, but I wanted to circle back on it just because it is important. But Ohio State will be hosting 4-star defensive lineman Carlin Jones on an official visit this weekend. He is currently committed to Nebraska. Ohio State views him as a 3-tech, so on the inside. They're stockpiling. They're trying to stockpile defensive linemen, which is never a bad thing, in my opinion, especially since Larry Johnson likes to rotate his guys. Maybe not as much this year as he has historically, but yeah, we'll see how that visit goes. I'm a little curious about he was supposed to visit for the Michigan State game, but had a playoff game that Friday or that Saturday, so couldn't make it. Had to reschedule it, but the thing is, it did get rescheduled. That's the most important thing. So we'll see what comes out of this weekend. It should be a pretty good opportunity for Larry Johnson, for Jim Knowles, for Ryan Day to spend a lot of time with this guy, Carlin Jones, and we'll see what happens. But we talk so much about how this is the last home game for Ohio State this season. You know, it's the last opportunity for a lot of guys to play a game and have meaningful snaps in Ohio Stadium. But also, this is the last opportunity for recruits to go in the shoe until next August, right? August 31st is the 2024 season opener. That's a long time from November, 18th is Saturday. That's a long time, man, to not have recruits in the shoe. Like, you'll have them there for the spring game, which will bring 70,000 people. That's no scoff there, but a game is different. You know that. A game where it reflects the record is a lot different than a glorified practice. So we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend. Weather's supposed to be nice. That matters. Not supposed to be too cold. So those are my final thoughts, man. That's all I got.
Letterman Rowe will be in the horseshoe for Ohio State, Minnesota, along with a few different recruits. Buckeyes starting to wrap up this 2024 cycle. Matt Parker's going to cover the whole thing the entire way through. And then turn the page to 2025. He and Alex Gleitman killing it over on the Letterman Lounge message board. Go right now. Get that for $1 for your first month. Get you through a lot of important days. And then after that, you won't even care about the pricing because the coverage is so good. Andy Backstrom, Tim May, and I on the team side. We do it all year round, 365 days a year. We cover the Buckeyes for LettermanRow.com. Make sure to like and subscribe. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Provide the content you guys crave all year round at LettermanRow.com. We'll see you guys over there, and we'll see you in the horseshoe on Saturday for Ohio State, Minnesota. There'll be plenty of recruits on the sideline.